Kaidun ko, bruchim aboim ten anay zman. We shall be zeichem yitzhashem to his man of hatzlacha, aliyah b'tayr v'yirashamayim. Shteit in the pasuk, ki seitzin am nilchom al yavecha v'risa sus v'rechev, am rab mimchol l'isir mehem ki Hashem alikecha imach, hamalcha meres b'tzrayim. Sagt der Rechaim HaKadosh. Ulai, es kann sein, maybe, Sheromas HaKosuv Mimulchemes HaOdom Im Yitzray und Bolahosim Milibay Merecha. V'oma, ki seitzin al Milchoma HaYadua. When you're going out to this Milchoma HaYadua, She'ein G'dayla Mimena. There's no greater Milchoma than Milchemes HaYetzah. And he goes on to explain, the two difficulties which make a person weak. Echotu, the first is, she'einu melumud b'malchama. He doesn't know how to wage this battle. K'moshu melumud v'rogil b'min milchama zu yitzra hara. He doesn't know how to do it. And she'ni is, she'harkovas odam chayvekes divri hayetze b'cholashe yomaylov. The nature and the makeup of human beings is that we give in to that which the Yetzer tries to get us to do. Binyona heisur lignoi veligzol veligois velechol kol ashetav enafshei. And all those things will be moneah him from listening to divrei Torah and mitzvahs. Magam achas shenichshol baaveiros rabbis. After a person unfortunately nichshol many aveiros, what happens is that the koyach hara becomes stronger. V'harehu b'neihem k'charor shein hoivchim. He's in a position where he doesn't even have the ability to try and fight. And therefore the pasuk tells us, ki seitzin amochomo, v'riso b'einei sichlechoch, sus v'rechev. Sus is k'neged mashu hayetzer. Sus muchan niyum amochomo, it's ready for the yum amochomo. Masha'inu kein ha'odom, we're not necessarily ready. Rechev, play on words, k'mer ha'kovas, k'neg ha'kovas ha'odom, sh'noite v'cheshekes l'dvorim, he wants to do those things which are wrong. V'oimra, he may say to himself, am rab imcha, k'neged ha'koiches ha'rash, n'itzoysu m'menu, mitzad ma'isof ha'roim. Afa p'kein, we're told, the pasuk is telling us, as a rechaim ha'kodosh le'sira mehem. Don't be afraid. Don't give up. Why? Hey, Nemes, it's true, he says. If you would have to rely on yourself to battle, it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to. But since Hashem olekecha imach, koicha godol atzulcha. Don't give up. The Rebbein Hashem is there to help you. Kishabo adam natayr, the Rechaim HaKadosh is telling us that we should not be in a matzav of despair, even though it seems that everything's stacked against us. And how are we ever going to be able to win the Milchemes HaYetzer? The answer is, ki Hashem lekech imcha. Habo letayim esai noisei. We trust that there will be siyat d'rishmaya. But we have to have a mahalach of how we go ahead towards this. And what are we going to do? When the chodesh of hachona, given this matana, to be able to make use and make use properly of the zaman that we're given, in order that when it comes to the Yom HaDin, we won't be rushing in the last minute, not having been meichin. Because on Hachonah it's not going to work. Like anything else, Mishatarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos. If we don't make any type of Hachonah during this Tekufah, then we're putting ourselves in a very, very difficult position. Chitchu ma'aseichem b'chodesh ha'shvi. Our job is to be mechadesh ourselves, to reinvent who we are and see who we really are. We're all familiar with the famous Gemara, Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam ayivim lefanov kivnei morin. And the Gemara asks, my kivnei morin, the Gemara gives different answers to what it could possibly mean. But each one has a similar idea of yichidius, of going through one by one, that you are by yourself. And we're being taught that b'shas hamodos badin, we're standing there alone. There's no one to do anything for us, no one can do anything for us. We are there, lifnei kudsha b'richu, alone with what we have done and how we prepared ourselves. There's no one we can blame and no one we can turn to for help at that moment. And Rebbe Zichrono Livracha used to say, just imagine, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din, and they ask you, why did you do this, that, and the other? And he says, stam, I did it, stam. Then they'll ask him further, what do you mean? So everybody did it, so I also did it. Then they'll ask him, what did you think about when you were doing it? I didn't. They'll ask him about mitzvahs, I say that he did. What was your kavana? Stam. They'll ask him, why did you do it then? He said, because when I was a kid, my mother put me on tzitzis, and I went to chayd, and they taught me how to daven. My father put me on tefillin, he sent me yeshiva. I did it because of that. What did you think when you were doing it? Stam. I wasn't thinking. Asked the Mashgiach, he said, so think about it. How was a Stam Odom? Oymid of Nakarish Baruch Hu B'yom Adin. Who is he? What is he? He has no identity. He's Stam. I did it because that's where I was. As the Novi says, V'heim kibduni v'mitzas ha'noshim ilumoda. Out any thought, garnished. I'm nothing. And if a person will say to themselves, who am I? I should be yichidi. What's wrong with being a stam person? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Lefikach Nivra Ha'odam Yechidi. The Lamdecha Shekolam Abed Nefesh Achaz Mishrol Ma'alav Kilo Ibed Oilam Mole. Kolam Makayim Nefesh Ach Mishrol Ma'alav Kilo Kiyim Oilam Mole. Ula Hagid Dulosish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Odom who makes a coin, they're all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made every single human being. Me'odam Arishin Ratzayif Ha'ilam. All in the same tzura, but every single one is different. There are no two people who are the same. Lefikoch kolodam echad ve'echad lema b'shvili nivroilam. We are yechidim. Each one has his own function in this world. Each one is put in this world for their own toilets, and no two people are the same. There's a tremendous mila in being a yochid. Obviously, we have to be part of the tzibur, that's another story. But there is an inyan in identifying ourselves who we are. La'avir l'fonav kivnei morin is that concept of yechidius and not stam b'nei adam. And how do we show that? What do we do? In a practical term. Aleph. When learning, you're sitting in front of your Gemara, in front of your Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is, to make sure that we're honest with ourselves. Did I really understand? Do I have a clarity in what I'm learning? Or am I satisfied with stam? I have to be able to delve la'umkei shel davar. Rashi says in Brachas, Divra Maskil Agra de Pirke. Rubom Einom Mivinim Lahamid Girsa. Veloima Shmua Mipirabon Achaz Man Shekiblu Schar Limud. What does Limud mean, says Rashi? The ability to be able to say over what you've learned and what you've heard. And that can only be done if you have clarity. If you're Yerid L'umka Sheldova, will be able to repeat it. And not Fomfa. I have to understand according to the Meitav Havanasi, the greatest possibility that I can of understanding. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah of us, of Im Eina Nili Mili, says, Im Adam Lo Yoir Nafshei, if a person is not Ma'ir himself, what's going to help all the Musarim that? You have to yourself. You can learn through and you can rush through Sifrei Musa, but if it doesn't affect you, what have you done? What have you achieved? It has to become a part of you. We don't want to be Stam Bnei Adam. We want to be Yechidim. The Bir Halacha in Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph writes, Eruv Chofetz Chaim, V'ro'isi lahatik poi. I find it a good idea to mention over here. Masha Kosov Hashlo, which the Shlo HaKadosh wrote, B'Shem Sefer Charedim, V'zeh L'shoinei, Shemotze B'toich Sifri HaMakubel Eloiki Chassidik Adisha Rav Rav Luria Ashkenazi Zal, B'Sefer Echo Ksivas Yad, Kol Masha Timsa B'Sigufim, all the concepts of segufim and doing things to yourself in a physical fashion to try and improve yourself only applies to those who are not amol b'teira. Those who are zeicher to be teira also umnase. Ve'yodea das ve'yiras Hashem lo yachlash lo yisbatel milimudei. That's not for us. The segufim v'chidufim. That's we have to learn. Once a week, a person set aside time. Set aside a time on a weekly basis to stop and think, who am I? And what's my relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yechidus, who am I? Stop to think once a week. Shabur brings us down the Bialoch. Set aside a time to ask myself, who am I and what am I achieving? What is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not just go through life without any depth. I remember the last thing I heard from my Rebbe Zecharia Livracha 3 months before he was Niftah, I visited him in Eretz Yisrael. And the last day I was there, I went into him again and I asked him, what message can I bring back to the Talmidim? So like always, he thought for a moment and he said, Emuna, Emuna, Emuna. So I said to him, I said, Shkoyach, what does that mean? What do you mean, Emuna? That's a nice word, we all know what it means. So he gave me an answer, and I'll tell you the exact words he said. He said, Zogze, as is only Zhankan Americana. What does that mean? Shitchis. Don't be shitchistic. Have depth to you. Don't just say, everything goes, everything's good. It's not the way it works. A person has to have depth to himself. He has to make himself. And how do we do that? That is through Limud of the Sifrei HaMusar. Barossi Leitzer Hara, Barossi Rotorio Tavlin. Gershel Eidenstein, one of the Shmuzel, said as follows. Ve'eze Torah hi hatavlin. Kol divrei Torah shelomdim hem tavlin. Everything you learn is. Avu kvakosav Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Beis. B'shem kadmoinim. Sha'atavlin ho'ikori ze Torah sayira. That's the Ikka tavlin. Torah sayira shemayim. Sifri hamusa. Ze Ikka at Torah shi hatavlin neged hayetzahara. That's the main thing. You see, yeah, you're right. Kol Torah hi tavlin. Avu mutzias. Listen to what he says. Roim she'efshar gam nasik b'teira v'afal p'kein nedab v'loshen hora. Person can be learning by smoda tzuma for years of his life and still not have that Yerushalayim which should he have. V'eitza yechidu ha'amitis li'yos b'shleimus hu rak al yidei gam esek kavua b'teira sayir. L'ilmoy sifrei musa v'Yerushalayim. Etc. Someone does that. Even if it's a short time, it's mashpi on him, he becomes a different person. That's our derech in making sure that we have aliyah ruchanis. And late in the Sefer, he says, how we mechazik ourselves. The ketzad mischazkim. Ayidei limud ha-musa. Mishaloymed musa hu mischazik. Ubli musa ein chizuk. There is no possibility. V'sifri ha-musa, listen to what he says over here. Einom midas ha-chasidus. Elodova hechrechi. It's not midas chasidus. It's not the fafchumta zach, you know, frum is la musa. Without it, we cannot get on in life. Reishas mepishas em moisif yirashamayim. Umuvadzois noisin zuchuyus latzlocha b'chol mashatzarech. And how much more so? And how important it is. B'yimei elu. That a person has to have for himself a seida hamusa, seida limud hamusa. Baruch Hashem, we've instituted, and it was started already, that in Mitzvah Hashem, every night after Ma'ariv, the Bnei Yeshiva, are expected to sit with their hats and jackets and learn a Seder Musa. Minimum of 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you can. And choose whatever Sefer it talks to you. There are so many different Svarim. Some are easier, some are more difficult. Some people like to learn Shari Tshuva during this Tkufa. That's the whole Mahalach. Orcha Tzadikim is a phenomenal sefer as well, which goes through all the different middos of a person can have and should have and those he shouldn't have. And it's an easier read, learning. Or be'epistaf menton. We can't let it go by because then we're losing out. And we won't find out who we are. And we won't be able to recognize ourselves. And once I discuss to say a pshat, kol ashoyne halachas b'chol yoy muftach lo yishu ben oylam habo. Favos halachas, why not kol ashoyne halacha? What does it mean halachas? You have to learn two sifim in Shulchan Aruch and one won't work or three won't work. What's pshat? So I said pshat, I think, is as follows. There are two types of halachas that exist in the world. There's halachas, Haderech Hashayilcha, Mashiyasin, Arachayim, Yeridea, etc., etc. And there's the halachas of Choyves Halvavas. They're two separate halachas. And what we're being told is, Kol Hashayna halachas b'chol yayim. If you learn both of those halachas every day, your mind in the sugyas you're learning, you have a seidin, there should be, everyone should have a seidin halacha as well. As well as a kviyas b'chol yayim, in Chayvas Halavavas, no mean dafka, the Sefer Chayvas Halavavas, whatever it is, then he's moved to Chloe Shoyim Habo. And it's Meduik in the Pasuk which is brought. Shenema, Halichos Olam, Loi Al Tikri Halichos, Ela Halachos. Halichos Olam, Loi means how a person goes in the world. The only way we can do that is if we take both of those seriously. Avad the Raver, the Yom we Baruch Hashem spend in front of our Gemaras and our Shulchan Aruch and all the other Svarim that we're learning. But a person who doesn't set aside time daily in the Sifra Hayira, as the Mishneh Berurah says, you have to. Everything else we pass on like Mishneh Berurah, I've many times asked people, who's the Poisek Achron to Mishneh Berurah? Do we follow his Pesach? Yes. So why don't we follow Pesach in Siman Aleph, Sukkot, and Yud Aleph? Why is that not taken with the same seriousness as the rest of the Mishneh Berurah? He says a person has a chiyuv, Shema Kadmoinim, to every day learn something. And that's what we have to do. And it changes the person completely. It makes a person into an under a mensch. It makes him be makir, who he is, and what his capabilities are. He says again, Rav Gershon, Yesh harbe shelo yoydim es chashivus limud hamusa. V'choshvim shel limud hamusa hu rak min es chasidus. V'ein o chiyuv. Avozeh tos gomor. U'be'emes limud hamusa hu chiyuv gomor. V'sefer chayvus halvovus nikra chayvus halvovus. For that reason, it's a chiyuv. Ki ze lo min es chasidus ele chayvus. Shem chiyuvim gemurim. And he goes on time and time again explaining how it mamash changes a person if a person has akvias. Reb Baruch Ber said the following: a yeshiva which doesn't have a seder hamusa is a bor b'shus haramim. Why? Because we're not training the people to be who they should be. Because a ben Torah amiti has to have that part in his day as well. Because otherwise he won't become anything. The Chassid Yavetz in Mishnayos, when the Mishnah says, Kol Shiyirasa Kodim Chasmotho Chmosa Miskayemes, and the other way is also true, he says it's shayach for a person to learn Basmoda Rabba all his life and still be a garnished, because he wasn't Isaac Beira. His Chapa won't be there. And when he gets upstairs, he'll wonder what happened to it. I was such a masmid. I was learning round the clock. He didn't work on that. So especially now as we've been making the Yimei Hadin, we want to know who we are and what we're capable of doing. So we should make sure we recognize ourselves. And once we do that, then the Siyata Deshmaya comes automatically. And the Rebbein Shem will be there, as we saw in the Rechaim HaKadosh, to help us in our quest to miskare ve'lov v'lachso b'tshuva shleim.